Zavim chapter 5, Mishnah 5, Atame al Miktsas HaMishkav, carrying on from the previous Mishnah, if a greater part of a person who is impure rests on a lesser part of a Mishkav. So a person who is impure is lying or sitting or whatever on a couch, let's say. The person is impure and he's resting on the lesser part of the Mishkav, but the greater part of him is resting on the smaller part of the Mishkav. Vatahor, or another case, a pure person, al miktsas ha-mishkav, is resting on the lesser part of a mishkav, tame. So the person is rendered impure. And the reason being, since most of the zav, or the pure person, rests on the mishkav, how much he rests on is irrelevant. And that's really the point of this Mishnah. It goes on his body, not on how much of the couch he's resting on. So if it was an absolutely massive couch, let's say, and he was just reclining on the corner, even though he was, let's say, completely reclining onto the couch, but it was a massive couch, so he would still make it impure because most of his body was reclining on that couch. Miktsas tame al mishkav. The inverse case is also true. If there is a person who part of him, he's impure, and part of him rests on a mishkav, or miktsas tar al mishkav, or part of one who is pure rests on the mishkav, and adds the kahati in that this case is talking about even if he's resting on the whole of the mishkav, the whole of it. So let's say he's got one foot on the one leg on the couch, let's say, but the couch is so small that his one leg takes up the whole couch, tahor. So that is pure. And the reason it's pure is that it goes on his body, not on how much of the couch he's taking up. Nimtzeis tuma nichneses loy. Thus impurity is induced to him, v'yotzeis mimenu, and is conveyed from him, b'mu'ota, with the lesser part, meaning the lesser part of the mishkav. It doesn't go on the mishkav, as we've said. Carries on the Mishnah, v'chein kikah shel truma, likewise a loaf of truma. Now the Kati says that a number of the texts leave out the word v'chein. So if you just read it, kikah shel truma, a loaf of truma bread that belongs to a kohen, shun nasan al gabe mishkav, that is lying on top of a mishkav, a couch, v'hanayar benasayim, and there is a piece of paper between them, bein milamalan bein milamatan, whether the truma loaf is resting above or below the couch. So that's what the point over here is, that it's not touching the couch, it's resting on it with paper in between. So in this case over here, tahor, says the Mishnah, the truma loaf will remain pure. V'chein be'evin hamenugas, so too a stone which has tsaras. Remember that even stones which form part of a house can be stricken with tsaras. So if the stone is stricken with tsaras and a truma loaf is on top or below it, separated by a piece of paper, tahor, says the Mishnah, it remains pure. Rabbi Shimon matame bezu. Rabbi Shimon says this last case of the stone, the truma loaf will be declared impure. And in that case over there, so the kohen won't be able to eat it. It will be impure. And the reason he says is that the loaf overshadows the stone, or vice versa, and that is enough in this case to render the stone impure. But the Tanakama do not agree with Rabbi Shimon.